I really need my reading goggles.
In the lab, there is a watermelon.
Eat as much watermelon as possible.
You have 1 minute. Your time starts when you open the door to the lab.
I love watermelon. I'm a big fan of it. But, you know, I'm sure it was going to be ruined by this experience.
We're going to see Ramesh and Tim together. I've grouped them, and you'll see why.
I can't, I'm gonna throw up. If I throw up, would you weigh it?
First question to you. There was clearly a table in front of you. Why did you throw it on the floor?
Well, I knew it wasn't going to be like a melon buffet. I knew it was going to be a whole watermelon, but I just didn't realise that a watermelon was that soft. Like, I thought, in my head, it was like rock hard. And then when I threw it, I was like, holy that is...
that has gone everywhere. Like, it was a genuine surprise to me.
I just hadn't anticipated the watermelon was like that. I just built it up in my head, like, so I was just, I'm gonna have to really smash into this. And I was like, oh God, that's gone so badly.
I've got an image of you, or you can eat buffet, just kicking the shit out of everyone.
Can I just say, I genuinely thought I was gonna die. Like, basically, when the whistle went, my throat was full of watermelon, and then my body just went, let's try and get that down, shall we? And then I started, like... But it was a weird situation because I had this bit of watermelon in my throat.
It was quite a weird situation, wasn't it?
But it was... It was
slightly surreal.
It was really big, and I kept trying to swallow it, and my body made... Like, I just went... like, it was horrendous.
Do something that will look impressive in reverse.
The taskmaster will see whatever act you perform played backwards. You must therefore do something backwards that will look impressive when the footage is played in reverse.
If I jump off a cliff, I'll jump onto the top of the cliff.
Is that what you're thinking?
No.
So I'm going to do something backwards.
It's called Tree Wizard and it's by Mr. Ramesh.
Sounds like we're in for something else pretty moving.
Tree Wizard, back from the dead to create some balloons. Tree Wizard, hands together, he creates a balloon. Tree Wizard, has to make sure he double checks the balloon. Tree Wizard, oh my God, it's another balloon. Tree Wizard, how many times will he check the balloon? Tree Wizard! Oh my God, it's another balloon! Tree Wizard! Takes position, what is he gonna do? Tree Wizard! Flies up to his tree and waves goodbye to you! Tree Wizard! Tree Wizard! Tree Wizard!
Well, it wasn't profound, was it?
Are you all right, mate?
Do you know how long it took me to find that song?
I thought it was brilliant, mate. Thank
I you. Thought it was absolutely really, incredible. Really great. There, straight compliment.
Oh,
Get the lowest golf score using eggs.
You must complete the five holes using chicken's eggs.
Your score will be calculated as follows. Shots times eggs times minutes.
Your time starts now.
I imagine Mr. Skinner knows a bit about golf.
I have played golf in the past. Played with Bing Crosby back in 34.
And I'm morally opposed to the whole game as a vegan.
Yeah? You weren't that morally opposed. You did it immediately.
I hoped that I could go around without damaging any eggs, and I thought that would sort of sidestep the issue.
Do you want to have a look?
I seem to remember that if you hit them on the point of the egg, they don't break. That was incorrect. You have to hit them a bit harder as they bleed.
Oh, oh come on!
Are you allowed to just sweep your way through it in golf?
Oh! That club's a bit eggy.
It's impossible, this one.
What's the windmill got to do with it? You're in my way, man.
I wonder if that'll go over. Done.
Are there more eggs? I've got three eggs left to do this and that.
Feels like otherwise there might not be any eggs left in the world. Which was the problem hole for you?
I think it might be the one that I used over two dozen eggs on, maybe. I think that might be. Just off the top of my head, that probably is.
And the vegan, wow, lost his mind, didn't he? Why do you hate chicken so much?
I don't hate chicken.
Slightly struggled with the door handle there. I wondered if that might be the task.
Throw a tea bag into a mug from the furthest distance.
You have exactly 1 hour. Your time starts now.
It's the longest part of the house. But how will I get into the mug? I mean, I'm just thinking about length. I'm not thinking about any accuracy.
I've grouped Ramesh, Roisin and Frank together. Do you want to see how they did it?
Oh, God, yes. OK.
The key, clearly, is do you want wet tea bags?
Let's do this! I've only brought out one tea bag. let's just see where I am as an average. No. Wet it! I need to wet it!
What if I put loads of teacups around and just increase my chances? I reckon that's the best way of doing it. Oh, God. Are you kidding me? What?
Yes! It was there.
Straight in. It's 5 metres exactly. Some will take the first 45 minutes realising it's better if they're wet.
I just realised I should probably wet them. And it's quite late on to discover that, make that realisation, but... Unbelievable. So good to discover this so late on. I mean, it's added so much to the distance, it's rendered everything we've done up to this point completely irrelevant.
What, mate?
The worst thing about it was I regretted it, but I thought, God, I wonder if anyone else has figured out
about wetting the tea bags. But done within 30 seconds of the task.
Oh, within a heartbeat. Even the person whose first question was, what's the longest part of the house, realised quickly that she had to wet it.
Can I just ask a question? Where did you get the box from? There was no box like that available when I was doing it.
There was definitely a box available.
There was no box, mate. I'm telling you now. There was no box.
There was a box available. I just haven't got box searching skills.
Also, you couldn't work out whether to wet the tea bags. Do you really think you'd have come up with the box idea? Yeah.
I didn't even have taps for my one. I had to urinate on my tea bag. That's the lack of facilities I was given. I don't know what kind of game you're running here, but I'm not happy about it, all right?
That's a very impressive performance. Yeah. And so comforting to know that two of the three people know what a box looks like. What's...
There was no box, mate!
Fill an egg cup with as many tears as possible. You have 20 minutes.
I've got some hot pepper sauce. Oh, I'm going to put a little bit on my fingers and then I'm going to rub my eye. So I've rubbed it in enough, that's safe, isn't it? Oh. Oh, look, that's what I've been waiting for. That's the money shot. Look at me. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm holding my eyelids open, trying to deal with the chilli sauce and thinking about the first 5 minutes of art.
Oh!
I'm going to put a little more chilli sauce. Oh! It's really intense, that. Oh. I can't see anything but tears now.
Good effort, good effort.
That is the sort of commitment we want on this show. Straight in with the chilli sauce, hard into the eyes. You King Lear'd yourself. Lovely work.
Thank you.
How many tears?
10. Pretty good. 10 tears. 10 tears. Yeah.